The Youth's Instructor, February 6, 1902, Faithfulness and Service. The Youth's Instructor, February 6, 1902, Faithfulness and Service. In His infinite mercy and love, God has given us light from His Word. And Christ says to us, "Freely ye have received, freely give." Let the light God has given you shine forth to those in darkness. As you do this, heavenly angels will be beside you, helping you win souls to Christ. The Master is saying to us, "Come to me. Right counsel and sound judgment belong to me. I have understanding and strength for you." Dear young friends, remember that it is not necessary to be an ordained minister in order to serve the Lord. There are many ways of working for Christ. Human hands may never have been laid on you in ordination, but God can give you fitness for His service. He can work through you to the saving of souls. If, having learned in the school of Christ, you are meek and lowly in heart, He will give you words to speak for Him. Ask and receive the Holy Spirit. But remember that the Spirit is given only to those who are consecrated, who deny self, lifting the cross and following their Lord. Do all in your power to gain perfection. But do not think that because you make mistakes, you are excluded from God's service. The Lord knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As you use faithfully the talents God has given you, you will gain knowledge that will make you dissatisfied with self. You will see the need of sifting away harmful habits, lest by a wrong example you injure others. Work diligently, giving to others the truth so precious to you. Then, when there are vacancies to be filled, you will hear the words, "Come up higher." You may be reluctant to respond, but move forward in faith, bringing into God's work a fresh, honest zeal. The secret of winning souls can be learned only from the great teacher. As the dew and the still showers fall gently on the withering plant, so our words are to fall gently and lovingly on the souls we are seeking to win. We are not to wait till opportunities come to us. We are to seek for them, keeping the heart uplifted in prayer, that God may help us to speak the right word at the right time. When an opportunity presents itself, let no excuse lead you to neglect it, for its improvement may mean the salvation of a soul from death.